This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. All right, that's music. What's the story I'm reading here? Where Peter King says Al-Qaeda threat is very specific as the U.S. issues the travel alert. Did you guys see this? There's a new Al-Qaeda threat that's going to kill us all. No, it has nothing to do with fluoride in your water supply. No, it has nothing to do with geoengineering. No, it's got nothing to do with holotip bullets being purchased by the Homeland Security Agency. No, it's Al-Qaeda, folks. We're supposed to believe Republican Peter King, chairman of the Subcommittee Kitty on Counterterrorism. A global travel alert. Any areas in particular we shouldn't go? Because, well, if you tell me I shouldn't go there, maybe I should book a flight. Anyways, it's the final hour of tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. I'll get to a number of different important topics. If you want to call up, though, I have open lines. It'll be me and you. You are the guest on tonight's show, on this hour anyways. 800-313-9443. Troll-free number is, get out your crayon, write it down, 800-313-9443. Yeah, we were due for one of these attacks, or these threats, rather, these alerts. We were definitely due for one. I haven't heard a... Whatever happened to the whole color coding? Do we still have the color coding? Are we at a orange right now, or maybe a red even? Did we ever get to a red? Mr. Producer, have you heard anything about color coding? Remember the whole color chart? Has that gone away? You've been reading what? Tell me about it, because they can't hear you, so I got to relay what you're telling me. What have you been reading about? They're adding a new one. Interesting. So they have a new color chart that they're working on. Is it going to be color coded, or is it going to be based on if it's an elephant alert? Maybe they're going to change it to animals. Oh no, elephant alert, or is that too similar to the donkey and elephant thing? Is it? Well, what are the Republicans? Donkeys, right? Elephants and donkeys? Asses and whatever? I'm trying to think of a derogatory way to refer to an elephant. I can't come up with one. Well, I'd love to see the new color-coded or non-color-coded warning system. I really get scared when I hear these warnings. And it's not so much because I think there's going to be an actual legitimate terrorist attack, although it could happen. I mean, we've certainly provoked enough of these incidents. Bottom line is, all of these supposed foiled terrorist attacks, were pretty much aided and embedded. Aided, I'm all over the place here. Aided and abetted, not embedded, abetted by the FBI. That's the bottom line. Total entrapment. So, I'm skeptical when I hear about this, but we could also wonder if they're working on something behind the scenes. Hey, I told you about that new section on our site on the right-hand side that has all sorts of cool videos that I can link up to. Each day, I probably post about 10 or so videos for you to check out. Some of the videos I've posted today have to do with a lot of different topics. I'll read the headlines for you. Rethinking 9/11, A Taste of Things to Come. I posted their new campaign video. Secret Genetic Experiments on Human and Animal Hybrids. Fascinating look at that. 2045 Technocrat Robot Avatar Project post. We talked a little bit about the 2045 campaign with Anthony Gucciardi in the first hour, and I've had him on before to talk about that. It's pretty darn interesting what they're working on. And if we don't get many calls, I might actually play some of the audio from that fascinating talk on the 2045 Transhumanist Avatar Project they're working on. I have a video, Jews Against Zionism, up there. That's right, I said Jews against Zionism. No, what are you talking about, Bob? Jews are Zionists, Zionists are Jews. Nah, not exactly. Not exactly. We've talked about this before. Yeah, I know. There's Jewish criminals out there. The Jews are, well, collectively, not to blame, though. Because Jewish people, Jewish criminals, Zionist Jewish criminals, and for that matter, evangelical Zionist criminals, individually, and collectively, when we talk about some of the special interest groups like AIPAC and all the usual suspects, the ADL, so on and so forth, they are to blame. The central banks, with certain Jewish individuals behind them, yeah, I'm not naive to that, they are to blame. Not the guy at the deli, not the schmuck who's the accountant for some local business, no. As much as I know you want to blame the entire synagogue, it's not them, folks. There's Jews with a capital J and Jews with a lowercase j, and I've talked about this many times before, and I know I get some hate mail every time I do from the I Hate All Jews community. Let's just put it that way. The I Hate All Jewish community is out there. Many of them I believe to be agent provocateurs and nothing less. But hey, if you want to debate me on that, call me up. You know, I'd love to have some people disagree with me for once, and it makes for dynamic radio. So if there's anything that you disagree with me on, not just the whole Jew thing, but anything at all, 800-313-9443. I want to hear from somebody who thinks the war on drugs is a good thing. You know, that effort that has fueled the prison industrial complex, the campaign that alienates American citizens as possible drug people, a lot like the war on terrorism. The war on drugs has been a prevalent part of the dialectic. And if there's anybody left out there that still supports it, that says, drugs are bad, okay, we need the police to come after us and put us in a cage because drugs are bad, and they have shiny badges, and it's going to protect the children. Did I about wrap up the arguments there, Dan? I think I got it pretty good. Anyways, drugs are bad, okay? Yeah, I get it. But is the war on drugs justified? Does that not create a black market that only perpetuates the nonsense, the madness? You tell me, if you are somehow a fan of what's been coined the war on drugs, I'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. If you have any solutions to the problems we face today. As you know, this show is very solution-oriented. I can sit here and talk about the problems all day long, and We have done so, and well, when we do, we hope to get to the root of the problem. So it's important when we expose the different agendas that we get to the root of the problem. But once we've established what that problem is, once we've identified it and vetted it thoroughly, it's then our duty to focus on a solution. And if you're not a part of the solution, ladies and gentlemen, you're a part of the problem. So what are some of your solutions? Again, we have open lines. I got some audio to play as well if we don't get any calls. 800-313-9443. What's on your mind?
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, it's the final hour of this week's Bob Tuscan Show. If you missed the first 2 hours, we had Anthony Gucciardi to start and had a great conversation with him. And then Jan Ervin came on from Psychedelics to Health. We talked about a lot with Jan today in the second hour. Now we're going to keep the phone lines open for anything on your mind, especially if you want to take me on and you disagree with me on anything that you've heard in the past on the show or today on the show. Believe me, I'm still learning. I don't stand by everything I say. If there's something I can be corrected on, I am humbly wanting to hear it. I want to learn. I want to grow. And that's the cool thing about talk radio. You get callers and they say, hey, Bob, check this out. And I learn all the time from callers, all the time. You know, I filled in for John Stadmiller, Thursday? And I got some great callers. And I got to follow up with some of them. They sent me an email. Good stuff. All right, without further ado, let's go to the phone lines, 800-313-9443. We do have some lines open if you still want to jump on board, 800-313-9443. Hello, Daniel.
Oh, what's happening, Bob?
How are you, man?
Oh, not bad.
How's that health food store going?
I tuned into your show and I was gonna holler at you.
How's that health food store going that you're starting?
Well, as soon as I'm able to get some free capital, I got a spot picked out, you know?
Nice.
It's gonna open up one day, hopefully.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, Dan called, a couple shows ago or whatever. And he's got a great idea to set up a health store, a health food store, or a supplement store, whatever you want to call it, with an alternative truther, whatever term. I hate using those labels, but you get the idea, with some real stuff in it. And that should be cool.
Yeah, man. I kind of got the idea from listening to Republic, because there's this store out in Austin that I know is real popular amongst the truther community. It's called Brave New Books. Have you heard of that place?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I've never been there. I'm not from Austin, but I'm from Baton Rouge. I live in Baton Rouge. It's a town that's similar to Austin because it has a real big, powerful college that anchors LSU. And there's a big Ron Paul Liberty type crowd that is just kind of hovering under the surface because I saw a lot of them come out and see Ron Paul speak during his run for the 2012 bid.
Right.
So,
well, I like the idea, a Brave New Books with an emphasis on health, with actual supplements and things like that. It's a great idea. I think more people should do that around the country, and I hope you get some investors to back you on it.
Oh, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, set up a website so we can plug it in the future.
Okay. And also, I was wondering if you wanted to hear my remedy for your old lady's teeth problems.
Yeah, please. At this point, okay, we're desperate. Go ahead.
What I would do is I would start flooding her body with liquid vitamins, roll her up a protein shake that is got your hemp protein powder. I like doing a chocolate. Go with some almond milk or some rice milk. You dump the hemp. You dump hemp protein in there. You dump raw eggs. Okay, the healthy fat from the yolk and that raw egg is gonna synergize with that protein powder. Drink those.
Dan, it's funny you mentioned this. She's been drinking a tremendous amount of hemp protein powder, okay, and we get a really good kind. It's organic, and it's pure hemp. There's no other additives. And she's been drinking it in her raw milk, because that's probably one of the only things she can do. She's having a hard time eating, or chewing, I should say.
Okay. Well, also, you don't have to get her beyond Tangy Tangerine if you don't want to be like trying to rep Alex Jones or whatever. But that new Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 is off the hook. It's got like an 8,000 ORAC score, mad, highly soluble vitamins and minerals that'll flood her body, help strengthen her teeth from within.
Well, cool. I'll check it out. I haven't heard about that, to be honest. So
yeah, it's a very, very good vitamin drink that helps strengthen the bones, the immune system, all that stuff.
Well, interesting. Well, Dan, I appreciate the call and the suggestion. Hopefully we'll figure something out here, because something's got to budge. You know, she's in a lot of pain. So, all right, man, stay in touch. I appreciate it. And, again, good luck with that health food store. Let's go to Judith in Missouri. What's up, Judith?
Oh, hello. I seek some information.
Okay, I'll try to help you.
I've been a lacto-ovo-vegetarian since 69. I have been in very good health. I want to know, because I just came in on the end of the last interview, I gather it was an argument against vegetarianism, and I want to know what he says is lacking in the vegetarian diet, considering I'm a lacto-ovo vegetarian.
Okay, well, I can attempt to answer that, and my producer is going to chime in here in the background. I see him getting ready to write me a little note here, because he's also very into that debate. From what I understand, and Mr. Producer, back me up here, write me a note here to tell me if this is accurate or not. The fats in your diets are not there to the extent they need to be with a vegetarian diet. And the healthy fats are...
Wait a minute. Lacto-ovo vegetarian.
A lacto-ovo... Well, I mean, I don't know that I... Let's get one thing straight here. I'm learning about this stuff, Judith, so I don't know that...
So, lacto means I eat dairy products in
I get it.
Quantity.
Right.
And,
eggs.
Over. Eggs.
Right.
And everything but meat and
sure.
Fowl.
Right, and I get that. And, you know, again, I just want to put this disclaimer so people understand where I'm coming from. I'm just learning about this stuff. So at the end of the day, I'm not taking a side here, but if I was to represent what I think is their arguments, the eggs and the milk are not enough. They feel that there needs to be other sources of fat besides the eggs and the milk from animal fats.
Well, where would you get that except from animal fat?
From animal fats, I guess, is what they say.
It doesn't sound healthy to me.
Well, I don't know. I'd keep an open mind and look into it. The MCT oil is one thing you can look at.
What?
I don't know that is MCT oil from animal fats, Mr. Producer? No? Okay, so that MCT oil might be an alternative to the animal fats.
MCT, what does that stand for?
Monochain triglyceride oil or something.
Monochain.
I don't know. You want me to spell it for you? Okay, let's try this. Monochain triglyceride oil. That sounds better.
Triglyceride. I see.
Yeah, I can't read, obviously.
Okay.
It's coconut oil. It's not just any coconut oil though. It's hyper refined, and that's a good alternative source. So. I don't know. Check it out and email me to let me know what you think from your perspective with your diet.
Well, here's the first thing. I didn't go into this for health reasons. I went into for ethical reasons. But I still need to know any health repercussions of things that might be lacking. But I will not go back to slaughterhouses. No.
Sure. Well, there's humanely raised animals that are not sent to a slaughterhouse.
They still have to be slaughtered, baby.
Yeah, they have to be slaughtered. I've actually... killed an animal myself and ate it. And that process right there teaches you just how, not gruesome,
it's
but how...
elemental, but it's...
Sure.
It's not for me.
I hear you. Well, we got to take a quick break, but I definitely want to get your feedback in an email. Feel free to email me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. More calls when we come back.
Bob Tuskin Show.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Hold on, let me say that slower so you can call us up and hassle me and hawk me and give me all sorts of drama. 800-313-9443. Let's go back to the phone lines, and we'll continue to take your calls as we have time for it. And Barrett, you're on the air. What's up, man?
Oh, doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
Tired. Been a long week.
Tired.
I don't know. You ever notice, Barron, how people say, "How you doing?" and they say, "Good," and it's that's fake. You know, it's like, yeah, do you really want to know how I'm doing? Should we really? When people ask me at the store how I'm doing, oh boy, that's the worst thing you can ask a talk show host like myself. Anyways, I digress. What's up? What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking, about problems and solutions. Well, we do have a solution, but it's going to take time and education. Most people most people don't know what's happened to this country. They don't know how we got here. They don't know what's involved in it. basically, this is a corporation run. You know that, right?
Sure. We've had Clint Richardson on a number of different times, and Walter Buren, and all these people that, that expose the CAFRs and the corporate nature of government. Yeah.
Right. Well, what happens, what we need to do is we need to declare our own personal sovereignty. We have to fight them in the courts. We have to get our de jure grand juries back, and then we can go after these people. It's the only way we're going to be able to do it without a bloody war.
Don't you think, though, that if we play their game in the current way it's set up, that we'll be bound for failure? And I understand what you're saying.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. That's why we need the de jure grand juries.
Sure. Well, tell the listeners about that.
Okay, well, that's a grand jury that's impaneled by your sheriff. Okay. Anybody that has information or charges to file against any public official or anybody else for that matter, they write the charges out, they fill it out, they supply the evidence to go with it, they take it to the de jure grand jury. At the de jure grand jury, there's not a prosecuting attorney to take the charges, look at it, and say, no, we're not going to see this, which is what happens at the grand juries they do now, what they have now. The accused is supposed to sit on the grand jury because you have to hear both sides.
Right, and we also have a right to face our accuser, of course.
That's exactly right. That's why the accused is to actually be part of the grand jury.
How does this differ from jury nullification?
That's for statutory law.
Sure, okay. I see.
We've been under statutory law since the Civil War. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Liber Code, General Order 100. This is how a military is supposed to act in an occupied country, and that's exactly what they've done to us since 1866. We've been under martial law legitimately since 1866.
So this is nothing new, huh?
Oh, no, this is nothing new. They planned on this from day one. Washington, D.C., that 10-mile square, was the first surety put up on the first bankruptcy from the Revolutionary War. Well, guess what? The King of England financed both sides of the war.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We see that same dialect today.
Right. Well, that 10-mile square has never left that bankruptcy.
Interesting.
It's never been paid. I've been doing a lot of study on it. We've got several thousand people across the country doing studies on it. We get online, we talk, we pass information back and forth. And in the U.S. laws, in the statutes at large, which are the laws as Congress passes them, what they've done is they've set it up, the whole thing as a corporation. The particular acts of Congress that did this, we had the Expatriation Act of 1866, which made everybody an enemy of the state. Okay. Then you have the Reconstruction Acts, when they brought the rebel states back into the Union. They were all brought back in at gunpoint. Okay, and if you read your state constitutions very carefully, you'll find it. Usually it's in one statement, as the state does not have the right to secede the Union. That would be like telling me if I went to work at McDonald's, I could never quit my job.
Exactly, right.
Okay, now, what they did is all the public officials at that time were required, if they wanted to maintain that supposed public office, and I'm going to get to that in a few minutes because it's not, that they had to relinquish their state citizenship and take on that federal citizenship to that 10-mile square. Okay. Otherwise known as United States of America Incorporated, or United States Incorporated. They relinquished their citizenship. They are now foreign. They're now foreign entities.
Barry, I hate to interject here because you're on a roll here, and this is all fascinating. But, you know, I hear a lot about this. I just don't know if most of the people out there are able to, what's the word I'm looking for, understand any of this, and if they're willing to understand any of this. So let's bottom line this for our listeners, because I got a whole stack of calls here. What will we do with a population that is so far from even knowing about this stuff, let alone understanding it, as the few people in the minority that are trying to learn about these sorts of things.
Okay, well, the minority could do it through the grand juries, and in the process, the rest of the population would get educated.
All right. So the grand juries are...
There would be less of a burden of taxes and whatnot on the people as the grand juries progress in their work.
Well, Barrett, I appreciate the call. I'm going to have to look at this a little bit further here, because I think you might be on to something with the grand jury thing. It's, to be honest, I don't know very much about it, so I'm glad you brought that to my attention, and thank you so much for calling up tonight. And call again, because I'll continue this discussion with you. I hate to cut it short, because I see that there was a lot we still get to, but I appreciate it. All right, Kim in New Jersey. Hey, Kim, how are you?
Hi, Bob. Kim from New Jersey.
I know Kim. Kim's my buddy. Your last email you sent me, I didn't even get a chance to respond. I read it, though. I did read it.
That's fine. I know you read it. Listen, I'm calling to touch on a couple subjects.
Okay.
War on drugs.
Right. Is there anybody out there that still thinks that that's justified?
It's ridiculous. Case in point, I know a soldier. I'm friends mm-hmm. with his mother. He came back from two tours of duty, one in Afghanistan, one in Iraq, totally hooked on drugs.
Yeah.
And he's now in jail for 5 years for armed robbery.
Wow.
This is a Purple Heart recipient.
Instead, he should have got help for his addiction. And,
well, yes, he should have, but... They sent, he's on disability for the PTSD.
Right.
If this kid is even 32 years old, I'd be surprised. And it's heartbreaking because a lot of our soldiers, I'm not sure what the motive is of the military, whether to hook these guys so when they do come home, they can disarm them.
Right. Or they commit suicide.
He already tried that, too. Thank God it didn't work, but, yeah.
I mean, the suicide rate for our military is through the roof.
Oh, I know. I had been talking to his mother the other night, and she was telling me, and I started enlightening her. I'm like, you do not believe the suicide rate among soldiers is unbelievable. So, the war on drugs is a joke.
Yeah.
You know, they'll pop some little... 20-year-old riding down the road because he's got, a half a blunt? Is that what they smoke these days? In his ashtray. And, you know, they're smuggling drugs in and out.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the CIA, Oliver North, and these are the biggest drug pushers out there. And you talk about the soldiers in Afghanistan. Well, since, we defeated Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, heroin production has gone through the roof. How ironic. How convenient.
It's just unbelievable.
Kim, real quick, anything else? I have about 20 seconds, if that.
Yes, real quick. Tai Chi. Your wife, her dental issues. There is an instructor in Florida. I'll get you some information.
Okay, email it to me. I got to take our last break, and then we'll come back with all the calls. Lou, Ed, Bear, stand by.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
All right, final segment for tonight's show, and we're gonna get to as many phone calls as possible. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hey, I know it's the first of the month, and Federal Reserve notes are tight, but, well, my household is no exception to that. And if you do have a surplus of some money, some Federal Reserve notes, hate to ask for it, but could really use it. Things have been a little rough with my day job recently, and with the dental issues, it's been real expensive. So go to the website, Bob Tuskin, TUSKIN.com. That's Bob Tuskin, TUSKIN.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a friendly donate to the Tuskin family option. It's right on the top right-hand side, right below my lovely photo. And it's really easy. It's not PayPal, so it's a bit more secure, and you don't have to go through that bureaucracy. Anyways, if you can, hook it up with some Federal Reserve notes. Enough said. Let's finish up with some phone calls. Lou, what's up, Lou?
Hey, Bob. Just a quick note on the war on drugs.
Sure.
No, I don't. I don't buy into it that it's been any kind of success. But an interesting note here in Canada, the number two party. We clearly divide them down. One's called conservatives, the other one's liberals. And then we have a Labor Party as well. So it's a three-party system, essentially. But the Liberal Party, which is not in power right now, but they just came out with an announcement. The leader just came out with an announcement. He's for the legalization, which is a really interesting twist in the whole. I don't know if legalization would actually work, but I think that the way that the criminal industrial complex is working right now, hand in hand with the prison industrial complex, that's certainly not working either. So that's just an interesting note that it'll probably be an election issue, which is coming down the pipe in about 18 months or so.
Yeah, we'll have to keep our eyes on that. Thanks for telling me.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. The other thing I wanted to talk about relative to solutions, I think that you know, a lot of people don't realize that you know, looking for a crash, as it were, you know, like everything falling apart.
Sure.
I don't really, in my own opinion, I don't believe that you know, we're going to see a, you know, a monstrous crash like that. I think that we've been in an evolution of a crash for years now, and it's sort of like the, you know, the boiling frog thing.
Incrementalism.
And, yeah, absolutely. And you know, everything from you know, Agenda 21 issues to civil rights issues, liberties, that sort of thing. It's just a gradual erosion. My own personal solution has been to disconnect from the system, from the matrix, as much as possible, and basically try and fly under the radar. And although it's, you know, I realize it's not a solution for everybody, but for me, the more I can disconnect, the more I can say no to the system and all that it entails. I mean, everything from consumerism to, you know, and typical roles in employment and that sort of thing. You know, trading with your neighbors, trading under the table as much as you can. You know, avoiding the fiat currency as much as possible. You know, getting into the, you know, the hard, you know, precious metals in your hands. All of those things. You know, it's a multifaceted approach, but. That's, you know, that's something that you know, I would highly
yeah, I think you're on the you're definitely on the right path, and we're on the same page in that regard. I was able to completely get off the system several years ago. I dropped out of college and moved to Mexico and got off the grid and lived off the land, essentially. And, you know, something was compelling me to come back and be more of an activist and not be selfish. But I think, in order to get off the grid and get off the system, get off the grid is such a cliche thing, but you know what I mean. Fly under the radar, as you said. We have to have some sort of community, and that's very important. And more people are waking up, to use another cliche saying, so that is becoming more of a reality. I appreciate your call, and it sounds like you're on the right page.
Well, thanks, Bob. Good listening to you, and I'll let another caller come on. Thanks.
All right, no worries, Lou. Call back next time. Ed in Chicago. What's up, Ed?
Bob.
Ed. Say it five times fast.
Listen. What are we going to... Kids selling heroin to each other in schools? The war on... We have to continue the war on drugs.
Is this a joke?
Bob, what... You know, what, is it all going to be legal?
You're just pulling my chain. I'm not going to...
Come on now. Think about it.
All right. I can tell by the tone of your voice. You don't really believe this, do you? No.
Listen, Bob. Somebody's got to be the devil's advocate here.
I know. I was hoping somebody would call and say that, though. And I was hoping there would be a person that would really believe that. But, I you know, you're just a fake.
Think about it, though. Whenever I bring this up to anybody, they look at you like you got three heads. Are you kidding? Oh, we could never do that.
But the fact is, when we, and you know that, but when we make a black market, when we make it taboo, that's when we see kids with heroin in school. That's when we see all sorts of designer drugs, as they're being called, pop up.
But that's the argument. That's the way that people think that, you can never legalize it because everybody will be, oh, it'll be legal, and everybody will be high. And, you know, and I try to tell people, well, you don't see beer distributors shooting it out on the street corners anymore, do you?
Exactly.
Or whiskey, you know, because we tried, I tried to, we did this already, prohibition, you know. I mean, it's what's, you know, but anyway, I thought I tried, I didn't come across as a real disbeliever, did I?
No, I was about to jump on you, but then I realized, I didn't buy it, but. I was hoping somebody would legitimately call and disagree, but they're not out there anymore because everybody listening to this show knows better.
I tried.
All right, good try. Thanks for the call, and I appreciate that. And we'll talk with Bear in Colorado to close things tonight. Hey, Bear.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah. I'm pretty much a contrarian, and I'm off the standard methodology. And nobody seems to like it, but I've rejected, you know, so far I have not found anybody to show me that there ever was a real good constitution or a real good, what's called a de jure government.
How'd I know you were going to say that?
Well, you know, it's my mantra, I guess.
Right.
But, you know, and I'll give this out to you for free. I have a credit program that has now been 100% successful in getting rid of credit card debt. I'm in 4 cases in foreclosure defense, and it looks like my claim to the state of Colorado for running slavery systems is going to move forward next month.
Is this the creditors in commerce movement?
No.
Okay. No. Because they do a similar thing. I get their emails all the time.
Yeah, you know, the main thing is I've been at it for 20 years, and you got to make it easy. And you said, well, what about all the people that, you know, how are they going to understand this? And I'm sad to say it, but they're not. The people who are dissident are maybe less than 1% of the population. And being a dissident, I think, is a wonderful thing. But if I was going to give anybody, and, you know, and here's how you cut the wheat from the chaff. Give them the Lieber Code, General Order 100. Give them silent weapons for quiet wars. And then have them listen or read General Eisenhower's farewell address from office when he warned everybody about the military-industrial complex. And then if someone wants to actually take up the mantle of being in peace, and not a belligerent or a enemy combatant, then they have to find peace with their God and peace with their family so they can be in peaceful endeavors. And in a military society, that's extremely dissident.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling you're on to something, and you're absolutely right, but yeah. It will be to be continued, as they say, Bear.
Hey, absolutely.
All right, thanks. You know, thanks for the call, brother.
If you don't have my email, I'll give it to the.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Or you can email me. My email's thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. Also, the website bobtuskin.com. Thank you in advance for any donations that come in. And I love you guys. See you next week.
Them crazy. Them crazy. We gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
John Stettmiller.